ABC Radio Australia.
Well, new Australian research has found that significant storm events can corrode the state of democracy of island nations. The study, which is done by a team from Deakin University, has also warned that as climate change increases, the frequency of major storm disasters, island nations tend to become more autocratic in nature, with Fiji being singled out as an example in the Pacific. Reporter Girish Sarlani has been delving into this research from Deakin University. Girish, how was the study conducted and how did it actually arrive at this conclusion?
Well, this is the first research of its kind, and its hypothesis does seem quite unique and unusual. Now, it analyzes 60 years of data from the 1950s onwards, and it finds that there are strong links between the frequency of storms affecting island nations and acts of government oppression. This study by Deakin University uses existing data from an analytical tool known as the Polity Score. This is a tool developed in the US and uses a numerical scale to measure the level of how democratic or not a nation is. The scale measures countries from 1 to 10, 1 being the least democratic and 10 being the most democratic. By using that data, what the researchers in this project found is that on average, an island nation's polity score drops by 3.4% in the year following a major storm event and 10.1% over the subsequent 5 years. So keep in mind that this analysis is over a very long period of time, and it doesn't quite apply to just one isolated major disaster such as Cyclone Winston in Fiji or the earthquake and tsunami disaster in Samoa. So what the Deakin study found is that island states in Latin America and the Caribbean, such as Haiti, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic, have fallen into autocratic forms of government. But that is also being replicated in the Asia-Pacific region, with the Philippines and Fiji, and to a smaller extent, Solomon Islands. Now, economics professor Mehmet Olubasoglu from Deakin is the researcher who's put two and two together and says these countries I've just mentioned are part of a new phenomena which he calls storm autocracies. And he explained to me how they came into being.
Basically, the theory says that in the aftermath of a disaster like storms, you know, the governments provide citizens with some post-disaster relief and like post-disaster aid, financial assistance, humanitarian assistance. And in this window of time, the governments typically tend to make some bold steps towards becoming more autocratic and authoritarian. In return, what do the citizens do? Normally, they would be resurgent to that sort of oppression. But because it is just after the disaster and because they need the relief, they accept this sort of oppression. And also, there is the efficiency of the autocratic regimes of distributing disaster relief. They can bypass some democratic procedures, which are time-consuming, costly, even though welfare enhancing at the end. So the theory says that it is sort of a mutually agreed political oppression.
All right, so that is Professor Mehmet Olubasoglu there explaining his theory. Girish, the study points out Fiji and to a smaller degree Solomon Islands, but what about other Pacific Island nations that have experienced significant disasters in recent times? Were they looked at?
Indeed, and of course Cyclone Pam comes to mind when it struck Vanuatu in 2015, killing around 24 people, and there's also the massive earthquake and tsunami that struck Samoa in 2009. Interestingly, both countries don't have a polity score because they are relatively new democracies. And Professor Mehmet Olubasoglu says the theory tends to stand up against the more developed democracies, but that doesn't mean that other Pacific Island states won't become storm autocracies in the future.
In these island countries, it's the social contract between the government and the citizens is just being shaped up compared to Western democracies where this sort of contract was written 200 years ago, 300 years ago after wars, diseases, and all that. So Pacific Island countries are still emerging as nations, and with the stronger external shocks like storms, we might expect, given the evidence from Latin America, that countries like Samoa or Tuvalu or other countries might see this sort of mutually agreed oppression. That is quite possible.
And the other dire warning from his research is that as a consequence of inactivity on climate change, autocracies may continue to rise, thrive, and endure. So they argue that's another reason for the international community and the major polluters to act now to address the impacts of global warming.